With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, I'm Les Brown. I want to ask you a question, and I'm sure I already know the answer. Have you ever had a challenge in your family with someone that you love very much? A crisis in the family that it was just jaw-dropping and unpredictable, and it created a lot of chaos and anger and resentment. It became a major distraction from what family should all be about: love, support, enjoying each other, creating special moments, understanding and knowing that we're not here forever, and standing in a place of love no matter what. How you deal with that? How you deal with that? I've gone through that, and I want to share some things with you that I learned, the growth that it produced in me. There's a quote that I often say that many times in life you will be faced with a series of God-ordained opportunities, brilliantly disguised as problems and challenges. Had a major challenge and still going through it as I began to reflect on it with a family member and one of my siblings. And here's what I want you to write down. If you're going through hell, don't stop. That's the first thing, because I found myself stopping and not using the tools that I have. And one of the first things that you have to do when you have a challenge with a family member or a friend or someone that's very close to you is don't react. That you have to begin to respond from a place of love. Is that easy? Absolutely not. It is not easy. Don't stop in the argument. Don't stop in the dispute. Don't stop in all of the anger and the mess. Keep moving in the direction of compassion, in the direction of taking the time to gather your wits and listen. And don't react. Listen and begin to anchor yourself from a place of love, understanding, and compassion. One of the things I say that in order to have a good, close-knit family, you've got to have a bad memory. But I found that's hard. Some people could do some stuff that you have a conveyor belt of forgiveness. And forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness is remembering without anger. Sometimes, Les, they take it over the line. What do you do then? Well, we all make mistakes. The only people that are not making mistakes are in the cemetery. And so as we look at ourselves, look at family and people that mean a great deal to us, How do we deal with that? As I mentioned, if you're going through hell, don't stop. The next thing is, when things go wrong, don't go with them. I was talking to my twin brother, and I was giving him some advice on something that he should do that would benefit him. No benefit for me, benefit him, and I would pay for it. And he was offended. I said, Wesley, come on. I'm just trying to help you. And he had an attitude, and it got ugly. And we didn't speak for several weeks. And so I had to break the silence and say, hey, we don't know how long we're going to be here, man. Let's put this behind us. And I feel that when you have a dispute with someone you love, it could be your husband or wife, your mother, father, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, friend, that somebody's got to decide not to be insane. Somebody's got to decide to pull it together. Somebody's got to decide to put their pride aside. Pride cometh before fall. Ego edging God out. And make the decision to fight for the relationship. Make the decision, which is, it takes courage. And it's not easy to be the diplomat, and it's not easy to be transparent and vulnerable, and it's not easy when you've been hurt or disappointed or you've been deceived or lied to gather your wits about yourself and not to be a destructive force. It takes a different place of consciousness and rising to that level within yourself that says, you know what? At the end of the day, I love you. At the end of the day, you mean more to me than what we are dealing with right now. And I'm not going to allow this to destroy the relationship. And remember now, forgiving is not forgetting. Forgiving is remembering without anger and not bringing it up, not wiping the person's face in it. And moving on. I remember I had a major dispute with my daughter Ona, and I called a friend to talk about it and was lamenting, say, our relationship will never be the same again. And she said, oh, that's a good thing. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, your relationship took a hit. All relationships will take a hit. And it will not be the same again, because now, as a result of your growing through this, you'll be stronger because of this hit. I said, whoa, I didn't look at it like that. And so all of us are going to go through some stuff. All of us will have experiences that's uncomfortable. You chew chewing gum. Sometimes you bite your tongue, but you don't take your teeth out or cut your tongue out. That you find a way to negotiate that. You find a way to work through that. And so as you look at yourself, look at your relationships, look at some of the things in your life that you've been holding on to. I'll never, ever forgive you for this, or I'll never forget this, or I'll never, ever let you do that to me again. Just think about stuff that we hold on to that does not serve us. It does not serve us. I'm thinking about a friend who had a major grudge against his mother because she didn't tell him the name of his father. And he held it against her, and he punished her. And she didn't, because his father was physically and emotionally abusive, and he deserted her. And she said, as far as I'm concerned, he was a sperm donor, and you don't need to know him. And she died unexpectedly. And boy, he carried a lot of guilt because of that. A lot of guilt, because they never resolved it. I can see him now and say, Mama, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah. you have something special. If things go wrong, don't go with them. If you're going through hell, don't stop. Take a stand with love. God is love. He who dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in them. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. This has been Les Brown. Thank you for listening to the Les Brown Greatness Radio.
You are listening to Les Brown Greatness Radio, positive and motivational content curated by the legendary Les Brown.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.